enter the 6th annual Summer Movie Spectacular Spectacular! Let you guys do all the work on that one. I'm your host, Richard. He's with Glenn and Alejandro. I'm in a bar. He's still alive. It's Jason.
Surprised.
The epic saga of his sleep apnea coming soon to theaters is a $35 million grossing movie. It's Michael. And just wishing he doesn't see any of his students at Pitch Perfect 2. It's Chris.
That's not going to happen. They're going to be there.
So it's true, then.
Oh, no, it'll definitely be true.
Anyway, so this weekend obviously was Ultron, which we've already talked about. And next week, what do you guys think is the total for Ultron, by the way? I guess we should do that.
440.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You don't think it's going to make $600 million like the last one?
Nope.
I kind of don't either. I'm going to say five.
I was going to say five.
15.
Better write these down.
Jason.
Well, I have to do less talking on this episode because I have to write all this shit down. Okay.
Oh, you know.
440, 515.
I say five.
$5. All right. Richard, it's apparently 55.15.
So we're just talking American box office, right?
Yeah. That's right. That's what we've always done.
550.
All right. Avengers.
All right, next week, Hot Pursuit.
Yeah. What number is this now?
Five.
Yeah, I think this is the fifth time we've done it.
Fifth anniversary 10, of me being on the show. 11,
12, 13, 14, 6.
Sixth anniversary of me being on the show.
Surely we didn't do it in 2009.
2010. Oh. That's five. It's,
oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
The sixth time.
10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
No!
Yeah.
No!
No!
No! It's now our goal to have previewed every summer movie for this decade.
Oh, man.
Woo!
We'll be doing this for five more years.
Yeah.
Four more years.
The intro is, this is just the preview of what's coming out this summer and what we're looking forward to and how much we think it's going to make and maybe a little bit about what it's about. Is me and Jason...
Get ready, this takes a while.
Wage slaves to the movie theater industry for a very long time. One of us is still there, as you know. But, you know, it does take a while, but whatever. I think
Kenzel
some of these
goes to movies
quick.
All the time because he gets gift cards for every... gift giving.
Not anymore.
Occasion.
He doesn't anymore.
Oh. Gasp. What happened?
Although that's a good point I need to remember for Christmas this year, Michael.
Hey, that's what I'm here for, buddy. And then me, I have to be very selective. Well, I used to have to be very selective because most of the time if I went to a movie, I'd fall asleep during it. So,
Like Godzilla.
Like Godzilla.
Oh, you meant when he fell asleep in Godzilla, not Godzilla watches movies and falls asleep.
No.
Got
why
it.
Would I, mean
I just hope one day I go to the movies with Jason and Michael and they both fall asleep on each other's head, like tilting over shoulders to each other. That's the dream.
That's the dream.
It's mine too.
Well, pick a Kevin Smith movie.
Oh! Sick.
You know what? That'll probably happen.
Yep. Walrus 2.
Dude, a guy pre-ordered his tickets for Paul Blart 2 and Fandango last night. I was just, why?
Maybe at least he had a gift card or something that could
explain. Please tell me when he came up, you were just like, man, I'm so glad you did that.
Almost sold out.
Walks in, he's the only one in the theater. That Actually, son of a bitch.
Yes.
All right. So... Avengers, that's all. We don't have to talk about it because we already did. So it's Hot Pursuit.
Yeah, Hot Pursuit with Sofia Vergara and Reese Witherspoon. I'm pretty sure this is a wide release.
It is.
Okay.
I've seen nothing but trailers for this movie.
I'm glad that Reese has her spoon in that finally.
Don't you know who she is, Michael?
Yeah, it's very ironic.
I was
ironic
just going to make that joke.
She's playing a police officer in a movie like a year after that happened.
Yeah.
So what's this about?
It's what's that? What was that movie with the other people?
Cops and Robertsons?
Turner and Hooch.
I was just going to say, you know, the other
Bad Boys.
Oh, The Heat.
The Heat.
Yeah, but Sofia Vergara is not a cop, I don't believe.
Well, look. I'm talking about semantics.
I think it's Thelma and Louise. It's just that Louise happens to be a cop. If Louise was
police,
Gina Davis. Gina Davis? Or was she Thelma?
I don't remember. I haven't seen the movie for 20 years.
Well, there you go.
An inept police officer must protect the widow of a drug dealer because she's Latino from criminals and dirty cops. Well, look, they cast the role, not me. So, Anne Fletcher.
Yeah, what else is she done?
She's directing it. Appeared as a dancer in The Flintstones, Casper, and Tank Girl, and The Mask. She directed Step Up, 27 Dresses, The Proposal, The Guilt Trip. Okay, and she's doing Enchanted 2, apparently, whenever that gets made.
Well, there you go.
I've seen plenty of trailers for it, and
seen none of those movies.
None of them? Not even Step Up?
No.
Not even The Proposal?
Nope.
I watched that.
Actually, for a second, it took me to remember that, and it was like, oh yeah, it was the only Ryan Reynolds movie to make money ever.
Yeah, because it was Sandra Bullock. I watched that on the plane to Japan twice.
Wow.
That's a long flight, man.
I watched Sherlock Holmes on the way back.
Yeah, I hated that, so I'm not going to watch that. Okay. I actually ended up liking The Proposal. It was pretty good.
The Proposal, yeah.
It's a pretty good movie.
The hawk stealing the little dog, which I saw every time I did a movie check on.
It's a good movie. Sorry, man. You just have to deal with it.
All right. All right, you guys want to do groceries on this?
All right. I'm saying 70.
Yes, 55.
60.
Michael.
40.
I mean, I don't know. It seemed to kind of come out of nowhere.
Yeah, but it's counter-programming in the middle of May. That's my opinion.
It's true, but it's a weekend late.
No, I don't know. I think it's fine.
Definitely opened up against
Iron Man 2. What about Age of Adeline? Didn't that open last weekend?
It did, and it's done okay.
It's number 2 this weekend.
There you go. Sorry, Paul Blart.
And Furious 7. All right. Are we going to skip Maggie?
Maggie's getting a wide release.
I don't think so either. Because it's straight to video on demand.
Oh, is it?
Same day.
Yeah. I mean, I'll watch it just because I'm amazed that movie got made.
I know. It was fucking crazy.
Arnold's daughter is a zombie in a post-apocalyptic wasteland.
Yeah.
Like, it was a blacklist script, which most likely means it's shitty. Mm-hmm.
It's another one of these projects that Arnold was like, I feel bad that I passed on I Am Legend.
Yeah, actually. But, you know, I don't know. I like Arnold. I like Abigail Breslin.
I like them, too.
I'll watch a 90-minute movie. You know.
I'll watch it when it hits Netflix.
Zombievers hits Netflix this month.
What?
Zombievers.
What the fuck's that?
Oh! Oh!
Is this like that
Richard,
black sheep movie about the zombie
trailer.
Sheep?
Yeah, pretty much.
Zombie Beavers. Please watch this trailer.
Chris.
It's hilarious.
What? Hilarious is in the movie might be good, or hilarious is in
hilarious
the,
is in its.
It,
I
it
mean,
exists yeah, like it got exists. Made.
Both.
Chris. Since so Mad
All right,
Max.
Let's keep going.
So
Mad
next
Max.
Week, Mad Max Fury Road
this
from
is a
Mastermind
big weekend.
George Miller.
I cannot wait for that movie.
Yes, probably.
This is a big weekend. Guys.
I'm hyped as fuck for Mad Max.
Yeah, this is probably I'm most excited for this one. Just because it's closest. I'm ready to go for it.
Yeah, I'm ready to go, too. And then Pitch Perfect 2. Also what you're looking forward to, right, Jace?
I'm looking forward
I'm
to
it. I'm not looking forward to the sequel so much, but I liked the first movie.
Why? I thought you liked that first
I did.
I like him.
I don't
I
really
think it's
going to
be
anymore.
Good. I like that
the cast
Elizabeth
is
Banks is directing it.
Enormous.
Elizabeth Banks is directing it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the only way it was going to get made, I guess.
Oh, shit. I have to watch it now. That sounds nutty.
She produced the last one.
And it's based on her college experience.
Then you're
going
to have to watch
right.
You're going to have to watch the first movie, then.
I guess I should. Maybe I'll actually use Netflix Instant for something other than Daredevil and Kimmy Schmidt.
It's not on it.
Nice.
Good job.
Well,
you
got to
use.
I have
Netflix disc, and I know a couple Netflix, guys that use that.
Yeah, I'm a dinosaur that still has disc Netflix.
Hey, but Legally Blonde just got put back on Netflix. So
oh man,
there's that.
Finally, watch that. I guess I don't know.
You hadn't watched that?
No.
Come on, man, get together.
Reagan watched that on
the
TV in our car every trip for like 6 years. So I've probably seen the entire movie in pieces.
Victor Garber's in
it. And experienced it by osmosis, but I can't. I actually have not like consciously sat down and watched it.
He's the law professor.
I know they shat out a ton of goodwill with that sequel,
but I could think they got it all back with the musical.
The musical, yeah.
Musical good?
People love that musical.
People love
that
musical.
Yeah, but is it good?
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
Fair enough.
I haven't listened to the Broadway channel to know.
Yeah.
It's laughing like Revenge of the Nerds. It's pretty good.
Anyway, so how much do you guys think Mad Max is going to make?
Oh, I'm so excited for Mad Max.
Is this
no one else is going to watch it. $80 million.
Is this I was going to say 75.
Weekend?
Huh?
Opening weekend?
It's not the opening weekends this time.
No, thanks.
Because there's not anything really big.
Yeah, I mean, we it's hard to call it until like a week before, really.
Okay, that's fine. I'm going to say 120.
I'm going to go big and say 180 because I want this to make a ton of money and for Warner Brothers to continue to make something interesting. Because as Jay said, I hope this is good because it's the last time Warner is going to do anything worth watching for like 6 years.
You, those trailers are gorgeous. Like, they're gorgeous trailers.
Movie looks great. This movie, this is like Tron and John Carter and all that. That's why I don't think it's going to make any money because I'm too excited for it.
I mean, all the kids at work want to watch it, but, you know, that doesn't mean anything.
But that's the thing. As opposed to Tron and John Carter, there's explosions.
There's explosions in Tron
and
John
Carter. Yeah, like
I said
to David, I was like, I'll watch 3 hours of cars just exploding.
Yeah, I hope this is Wacky Races with Mad Max. That's what I'm assuming that it is.
The big boss is actually Snidely Whiplash.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And then you've got like a punk mohawk dog going.
Yeah. That's right. It's gonna be great.
I'm hyped as fuck for this. This might be
so
like
great.
The movie I'm most anticipating for the entire summer.
This is mine. I'm like, just hyped. I'm hyped.
Like
it looks great, and I can't wait. I can't wait for this. I just can't wait for it.
Like, you know, like a year ago when they were like, they're making a new Mad Max. I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Then that
first trailer comes out and I'm like, oh shit, I want to watch this now.
Yeah.
Bring it to me.
Are you a big fan of the original movies?
I love Road Warrior. So.
And not Beyond Thunderdome, John Barnett's favorite?
Nope. I don't love it. But I haven't watched it in 20 years, so maybe I do love it now. I have no idea. I should revisit them before I watch this.
Yeah, oh, no, I'm definitely going to watch all the Mad Max movies.
I know the first Mad Max movie I love pieces of. Not all of it.
Yeah, the first Mad Max, I don't think he had a clear idea of what he wanted to do.
Dude, he's making a movie in his backyard.
Yeah, it's no big deal. I mean, I'm not going to fault it. It's like Road Warrior's where it's at.
Yeah, Road Warrior's always kind of been with that.
Road Warrior's cool as shit. You know, this is the kind of movie that my mom watched all the time, so I've seen it a lot. I've seen Road Warrior a lot. So I'll be watching this with her. We're going to watch the Who concert on the 9th, and then we're going to watch Mad Max.
Are you going to a Who concert?
Yeah, in Louisville.
Okay, I didn't know if you meant you were going to watch it on like a Fathom event or something.
No,
like that.
I wouldn't go to that.
I didn't know they were playing in Louisville.
Yeah.
We're going to Welcome to Night Vale Live on the 12th in Louisville.
In May?
Yeah.
Chris just waited for that to end in May?
And then we're going to see Flogging Molly in June.
I'm going to see Frank Turner on the 15th.
I'm going to see nobody.
Well, I'm going to see fucking Smashing Pumpkins in August or July. I don't remember which one it was.
I thought it was September.
I don't. It's
Billy Corgan.
It's a while away. Jeff Schroeder, I consider a member of the band now. He's been there long enough, and they're playing with Marilyn Manson.
What a treat!
Yeah,
it's like 1997 all over again. What?
That was good. That was funny. That was accurate.
They're good friends. All right, so
Pitch Perfect 2. You guys excited for this? I guess everyone is. Right?
I am. I'm.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
I really enjoyed the first one. I mean, it seems like the clips that I've seen, it seems.
I haven't
funnier.
Seen a single trailer for this because the only comedy that exists is Paul Blart 2.
Yeah.
That's the world I live in.
I've seen a lot of trailers recently.
I have to, yeah.
It's a terrible world. Never come here.
Please. Please.
Get out while you can.
It really
so
does.
How much money is this thing going to make?
80.
I think it's going to make 100.
Yeah, did the first one make 100?
No. I think it made like 40.
Yeah, didn't it make
40?
Like 40? I mean, you know. It's going to be a fun weekend to work.
I'm going to say 75. 70. Shit.
Like, I might not have to card that many kids because of all the people that are getting taken to Pitch Perfect 2.
I'll say 90.
I don't know.
70, 80, 90, 100. All right.
All right, I guess the next wide release is Poltergeist.
Oh, God.
Any of you guys give a shit about this? Because I don't.
No. I want it to fail.
I'm going to say 30.
Poltergeist and Tomorrowland come out in the same weekend.
Do they? They both come out Memorial Day weekend? Oh, my God. Are they
May 22nd, it says on the list. Poltergeist is not going to do crap. It's going to do $40 million.
Holy shit. It might not even do that.
I said 30.
So, Richard?
Fucking 28, sure. I don't know.
I'm going to say 50.
Ball sack. That's how much it's going to make.
Ball. Oh, all right.
Don't put that up. Polter sack 2.
That'll be fun when we read these in fucking September or whatever.
Avengers 8.
Like, why do we have ball sack on here?
But 28.
No, Jason.
I did.
Jason, there would never be. Jason, we will never, ever be like, why would we have ball sack? You'll just read ball sack
That's
and
right.
we'll all start laughing.
That's right. That's right.
Max Fury ball sack. Tomorrow ball sack.
San Ann ball sack.
No, I was going to say ball sack Andreas.
Avengers. Insidious chapter ball sack.
Avengers Age of Ball Sacks.
Jurassic ball sack. Jurassic ball sack.
Pitch ball sack 2.
Inside ball sack.
Paul Blart 2. Mall ball sack.
Ball sack.
Ball
sack.
Ball sack.
Ball sack.
Yeah. Magic Mike ball sack.
Polter ball sack.
Polter sack.
Terminator ball sack.
No, ball sack Genesis is better. Yeah, ball
sack. Is that ball sack out? Did we say that?
Yeah, he said inside ball sack.
Oh, ball sack out. That's the one.
Mission Impossible ball sack.
Ball sack impossible.
Fantastic ball sack. Straight out of Ballsack. And the man from Ballsack.
And this is what happens.
So, no, Mission Impossible, Ballsack Nation. That's
but it's always hilarious.
Yeah, it's great.
Straight out of Ballsack.
Naruto the
Ballsack. Ballsack.
All right, so Tomorrowland.
Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon 2, Ballsack.
Really? Is Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon 2 real?
Yes.
Yeah.
The ball sack legends.
Whoa, they bit on the wrong horse.
No, Richard.
Holy shit.
I've been waiting all my life for a sequel to that movie.
I'm sure you have.
Yes, 16 years.
So what are we doing, Poltergeist?
Yeah, Poltergeist, I don't think there's much to say. Just
PG-13, I don't have to worry about carding little assholes for it like I did on Friends.
It would be funny if Jared Harris does say this house is clear. I think it's going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
Oh, you want to talk about having to card people? If they make the Five Nights at Freddy's movie R-rated, oh boy, I feel
really
going to
be a movie.
Yes, they are.
Is it that shitty fucking janky game?
Oh, it's crazy popular.
It is massively huge.
Isn't it because it costs like a dollar?
Well, it's not even that. It's just because there's so much, like, I guess, story that people try to find out and stuff like that. So
it's the new Slender Man.
It a little bit, yeah.
Friday nights at Ballsack. Ballsack nights at Freddy's.
All right, so Tomorrowland.
Yeah,
we talked a little bit about this already. We're all gonna watch it, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't wait. I think it looks really good.
I'm gonna say 120 million.
I'll go bigger than that. And I don't know. I'll say 185. All right.
140.
What do you say, Jace? 15?
No.
$1, Bob.
I'm going with 85.
All right.
Woo!
I don't see this shit. I don't see this as making shit. It's nope.
Right.
I don't see it. No one's really talking about it. There's a million trailers for it.
It's true. It's like Adventureland is the place God. That contains the
I still can't believe this is a real movie.
What?
Suicide Squad.
Oh, did they show something new from it?
They got a cast picture with everybody in costume.
So they're trying to do damage control for the Joker thing. IO9.
So, what does everyone think of Tomorrowland then?
Holy crap.
Yeah, looks... CW presents Suicide Squad.
No, the CW Suicide Squad's better than this.
It looks about what I expected it to.
Is that Deadshot in bold?
I don't know. It's Will Smith, isn't it?
Yeah.
I can't. The picture's so dark. Okay. Well, it looks like Harley Quinn. Everyone's not going to complain about that.
She's wearing a white T-shirt, man, and booty shorts.
No one's going to complain about that.
You think so?
I don't know. It just looks like the fucking...
They got people to complain about the Joker and say the Joker looks stupid.
Well, you're
right. I don't know how that didn't tear a hole in reality. You know? Like, I'm amazed we're all still alive. Like, they fucked up the Joker. The easiest thing in the world to do.
Captain Boomerang, Enchantress, Katana, Rick Flag, Harley Quinn, Deadshot, Killer Croc, El Diablo.
What the fuck? Killer Croc's in that movie?
I hope he... Does he have the Brian Azzarello pimp suit outfit?
Oh, that would be great.
Be the best.
No, he's got a hoodie.
Everyone has
I like
a
it. We're like, oh.
God. All right. Well, tomorrow. Anyone has nothing in Tomorrowland? No one cares.
I mean, we talked about it. We're all going to go see it.
Yeah, I'm going to watch it. The girl seems really irritating, which is probably why I don't remember her on Under the Dome. It seems that she just yells a lot.
This isn't mine.
Yeah, I don't know.
Excuse me, this pen isn't mine. Aloha.
Aloha. Yeah, I'm not thinking this is going to make any money.
The Cameron Crowe project.
Yes. Well, now,
it's not
I will
say.
He's had a hit, yeah.
Yeah. Well, didn't Vanilla Sky make $120 million?
Yeah, but that was during
like
the... $200? That was the Tom Cruise
goal. I was really surprised at how many freaking people are in that movie, though.
Yeah.
I still think... I'm going to say $40 million.
Dang it, Michael.
I'm going to say 32. I just think it's going to get swallowed up.
Chris?
I was going to say 40 as well.
What are you going to say? You're just going to keep 40?
Yeah, I'm just going to keep 40.
I will say 20.
Oof.
I mean, you know, Aloha looks fine. We've talked about it before.
I think it looks good. I want to watch it. Cameron Crowe. Bradley Cooper
it's
loses his job apparently.
We've had
something?
To do on these so far because it's all stuff we've already covered, or it's just Poltergeist. What can you explain about Poltergeist?
Here's one this weekend we haven't. San Andreas.
San Andreas, The Rock in Earthquake 2015, from what I understand.
The Rock in The Rock 2.
$150 million.
I thought this was an adaptation of Grand Theft Auto.
Actually, when they said that name, I was like, what?
Yeah, I think a lot of people did. They might be doing that on purpose.
But, you know, it's San Andreas' fault.
$150 million.
You think so?
Yep.
Boy, I think this looks super boring.
It does look boring.
I mean, it looks like a disaster
million
movie.
Dollars.
$75 million.
I'll go with 90.
I think that's what Hercules made.
All right. This looks a lot better than Hercules did.
Yeah. I'll say 105.
Starring The Rock, Carla Gugino. Alexandria Daddario, my future bride.
Woo, looking smoking hot in it.
Kylie Minogue, Paul Giamatti.
I wonder if that'll
Wasn't
be a lot.
The Day After Tomorrow, too?
I don't think so.
Oh.
So, yeah, I guess.
I was just thinking about, like, all the women in that, and then, you know, it's Earthquake, so the jiggle factor.
Oh, my God, Michael. You're such a man.
And what a
you know,
man.
That's actually the first time anyone's ever said that to me.
What a man, what a man. After a devastating
Michael,
earthquake
a man.
Hits California, a Los Angeles fire department rescue helicopter pilot, Jesus, and his ex-wife, okay, that's all she gets, attempt to leave Los Angeles and head to San Francisco to find and rescue their estranged daughter that looks nothing like either of them. I hope she's adopted.
That's why she's estranged.
Whew. Someone cue the Guns N' Roses song. Boy, who's this Brad Payton guy? This is Journey 2. Oh, there you go. That's why. And Cats and Dog, Revenge of Kitty Galore.
Yep.
Amazing. Well, maybe we might have to watch this.
People like Cats and Dogs 2. It's weird.
2?
Yeah.
I don't know a single human that's seen it.
Oh, okay.
I've not met one.
Kitty Galore.
Oh, God. Huh. All right.
Up next, Entourage.
We're in June now.
Yeah, this is June 5th. Entourage. I don't know. I guess this is a movie people are excited for. I know you want to watch it, Chris.
I do, and I'll go see it, but I don't think that there's a big audience for this movie. I really don't.
I kind of don't either.
Bizarre they made it. How fat is Haley Joel Osment in this movie is what we need to ask.
I thought that was another movie he was supposed to be super fat for.
I don't know. He was in some music video where he was fat.
Anyway,
his face still looks
normal. No, he was in that fucking
he was in Tusk.
Max Landis Triple H thing. That's where I saw him. Where
I didn't
guy.
See that in that. Yeah, but admittedly, I think I only watched half of it because I was listening to Max Landis.
Yep. Yeah. So I don't know anything about Entourage. I'm not going to watch the show in preparation for it. So I doubt I'll see this. To be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
I think it's going to do $45 million. And that's a stretch.
22.
That'd be weird. I'll say 70.
Well, you know what, Richard? I hope so. But I don't think it's going
to
happen.
I think Adrian Grenier really wants it to.
I'm going with 60. That's pretty much what I thought. Anyway, people will see it, I don't know, just because it's a movie to watch in the summer. And they've heard the TV show.
Insidious Chapter 3 is also this weekend. Another movie that is mercifully PG-13.
This is an easy skip weekend, I must say.
It really is. I might take this weekend off just because I remember the last time an Insidious movie came out, the kids were uncontrollable in that movie.
You were supposed to have left completely by now.
Well, yes, like 5 times, but, you know.
They keep pulling you back in.
I don't know. I'm just curious to see the end of this movie tavern transition because I honestly didn't think they were going to start until the end of the year. That, you know.
Are they going to have rolly chairs?
Nope. Going to have the exact same chairs as Regal, minus maybe the lights. Kind of hope so.
But how's that going to work for tables?
Got little flip-up ones.
Okay.
Whew. All right. Insidious 3, I've not seen any of the others, don't care to watch this one, so...
They're so good.
They're gonna make money. How much how much do they make?
I think they make like 80 million.
75, sounds good.
Well, let me find out how much these...
90.
$257 million. That's gotta be the whole franchise.
It is.
97 million. What's that domestic? 54?
Insidious was the most profitable film of 2011.
All right.
I don't know. I'm so glad this is PG-13. Like, I can't even tell you guys how relieved I am.
That trailer was in front of Avengers.
James Wan went from Insidious 2 to Furious 7.
He went from The Conjuring to Furious 7, technically.
I did.
Right?
I thought this was last
Conjuring
year.
Before?
This is 2013. When was Conjuring?
Conjuring was 2012.
So Insidious 2 is 2013? Really?
Yeah.
Was Conjuring really that long ago?
I don't know. I don't remember when it came out, honestly.
Yeah.
It's a shame you're not connected to anything that could tell you that.
Well, I'm trying to look up the box office of this.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
41.
Hey.
Okay. So
this will make exactly the same amount of money. It'll be $58 million, whatever.
That was 41 opening weekend.
What? Well, no, that makes sense. I remember that opening
for the
weekend.
Sequel. All right. Well, this movie will make... I don't know. No one's involved. No one's talking about it. I'll say 73.
I'd already said 70. So
I'll say 67. I think this will replicate the business of that one exactly.
Chris?
I said 75.
We're on?
Just go 76.
Son of a bitch.
No, just go 76, because then we'd all be 3 million apart.
No, he said 75.
Oh, okay.
That's where we leave it.
Is Love and Mercy a wide release? What is it?
That's the Brian Wilson movie, and I'm actually...
That's not getting a wide release.
I'm kind of excited to see it, but...
It looks really good.
It does. It looks good. John Cusack is playing Brian Wilson. That's pretty cool.
And Paul Dano is playing young Brian Wilson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And Paul Giamatti is playing no Brian Wilson.
Pretty sure he's playing the therapist.
Ah. I don't know. I like Brian Wilson. I'll watch that.
Yep, that's right.
But it's not getting a wide, so it means I'll probably have to wait till it's on video.
He was like the fifth Beatle, right?
Apparently it's been out for a while on other film festivals.
He was the fifth Beatle, right?
And what's the word? No, it's Pete Best.
I was trying to get her eyes out of Jason, and he's not paying attention to me, as per usual. So.
Yeah, well, say something, and I'll pay attention to that. Look, I don't see this is going to get a wide release, but I'm excited to watch it at some point because this is about making pet sounds and shit. So,
what about
best albums ever made?
Aren't you excited for Spy?
Spy is the big one. Michael, pay attention. We're talking about Spy now.
I mean, is it? Because Tammy didn't do anything. I wonder if people aren't actually tired of her.
I believe they are tired of her.
So it lasted three movies.
But this has Jason Statham and Jude Law. Two box office attractions if I've ever seen.
Well, I mean, Jude Law or Jason Statham's in it, so it will make at least $40 million because that is every Jason Statham movie.
So I will say...
He has like the most loyal audience in film.
I will say this movie will make $50 million.
65.
I hate it, so it's going to make 90.
Okay.
I despise the fact that it
exists. Have you seen the trailer for it?
Nope.
Okay. It looks like exactly how you would think it would look.
I'm going to say 80.
80? What's your reasoning?
I don't have any.
You don't hate it either.
Do you hate Spy?
I have zero interest in watching it, and I like Jason Statham and Jude Law.
I like Jude Law.
I like Jude Law.
Allison Janney's in it. You love her.
I do love Allison Janney.
Yep. All right. Well, then after that is...
One of the big movies of the summer?
Jurassic World.
Jurassic World. I'm whatever in this movie. I'm going to watch it. I'm not super excited about it. Parts of it look all
right. I'm terrified by this movie.
My.
Okay. The trailers are riding on the precipice of being really cool and awesome and really campy and shitty. And I can't tell
what... That sounds exactly like Safety Not Guaranteed.
And I cannot tell what kind of movie this is going to be.
This guy's previous movie. Yeah.
I can't tell what kind of movie this is going to be because I think the idea of Chris Pratt training the raptors is awesome. It makes sense. If they've had dinosaurs for 10 years, you know, that makes sense.
Because apparently this ignores The Lost World and Jurassic Park 3.
No, sort of. Okay.
They have said that.
What it does is it doesn't reference... So
they've committed more thoroughly than this new Alien movie that Fox is doing.
What they've done is they don't reference anything that happened in 2 or 3 because they did not happen on Isla Nubular, and it's a different company. So they happened... They
Nubular, dude.
They just don't talk about it. So anyway, I love the Chris Pratt thing, but then after they show that really cool scene where he's calming down the raptors... Then he's sitting there talking to Bryce Dallas Howard, and he's like, you know, you gotta hunt, you gotta eat, you gotta. Surely you can, relate to one of those
people's assholes.
And I'm like,
yeah,
really, you had to ruin that.
That's the gesture Michael makes.
That's the gesture he makes.
That's what he makes in the trailer. He puts his fist together and does this.
So
you want an ice cream cone?
Here's your ice cream cone.
I really want this to be good.
Richard.
I think the premise...
That was incredible, though. Come
it
on.
Was. It was great.
I think the premise of this...
Ice cream cone.
I think the premise of this movie...
You did this. Yeah. It's like,
What do you want? You want an ice cream cone?
I think the premise of this movie is really good. Apparently the old T-Rex from the first movie is in this movie.
Yeah, I know. Apparently there was something people were really fucking concerned about.
No, it was just a neat little thing that somebody had mentioned it and people were like, that's kind of cool.
A dinosaur movie without a T-Rex. Like,
No.
Whoa, I don't believe it. Because it would never happen.
It's the same T-Rex is what they're saying.
Like the one that...
It's the one...
Oh, you mean they like pinned it and it's walking around and now it's all old because that movie happened like 30 years ago?
I think they said that T-Rex would be like 26 with the way the timeline is. Yeah.
Talk about the Jurassic... Oh, God.
Anyway.
Talk about a fossil.
That's a fossil.
I'm terrified of this movie. Terrified.
He's as old as a dinosaur.
Like a fucking brand on its ass or something, like the toys did?
Oh, I mean,
the little JP?
Yeah.
Me, you mean?
I mean, obviously they knew all of their genetic signatures because they created them.
Yeah, I want to see this movie. I'm curious.
Well, they found the barbersaw. Oh, God, right. Michael, you destroyed the chair. The broom shook. Furious. It was something else.
Michael just tripped the shifter on his chair and it dropped.
And I think he shat his pants.
No, I just almost did.
But, I'm curious to see this because, one, it's a new Jurassic Park movie, I suppose, and two...
I'm going
to
watch it.
It's them pushing this Colin Trevorrow guy into the majors after, like, sampling in the Little League.
Yeah, but Bryce Dallas Howard's in it also.
Which is probably the main allure for me because she's walking around looking hot.
Yeah, she is.
Because it's Bryce Dallas Howard. Oh, God, I'm nuts about her. Are you kidding me? Oh,
my God, since the fucking village. I mean, Jesus. They're in the village half the time. Rich and I were just like, oh, shit, this woman...
Yeah.
Woman.
I'm not that attracted to her, so.
Oh, God, I am all about it. I am way on that train.
I'm in.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah. Since 2004, baby.
Yeah, like.
I respect
that. Because, I mean, that day she showed up on Jay Leno with the blonde hair, and I sent you the fucking picture. I was like, my God!
This is the hottest thing I've ever seen, is what the text message was.
Yeah. No, it was AOL IM, I think.
Oh, was it?
I'm pretty sure it was.
All right.
It was, like, 2007. I don't think you had a fucking smartphone then.
Yeah, maybe. I don't remember.
Did you AOL instant message it to him?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Pretty sure I did.
Maybe you just told me to turn it on, and
It was AOL. We used to IM.
It's true.
So
it's the crab or whatever.
I'm going to go with my heart and say 350.
Holy fuck!
Oh my God, Michael.
Woo! 225 from Kenzel.
I was gonna say 220. I mean, I don't know. Maybe this is the joint. Maybe this is where the money's at this summer. It could be.
I'll say
it's anyone's game.
I'll
really.
Say 250. I think that's probably. I think people are sufficiently hyped for this, and it's in June. That's the Jurassic slot, besides the second one.
Is that where you put the Jurassic fist?
Oh, wowzer!
It's a movie called Dope that I'm assuming isn't a wide release.
I have no idea what this movie is. That's Zoe Kravitz.
That's the 19th. So.
Oh, okay. So June 19th, then. I didn't know Jurassic Park had the weekend to itself. That's interesting.
Well, everyone's scared of it.
Maybe they should be.
Scared that it's either going to make a boatload of money or nothing.
It's indomitable.
Yeah. And then, so June 19th, Disney Pixar presents Inside Out, which is apparently
Inside
not
ball
terrible.
Ball sack out.
Oh, have you heard stuff from people that have seen it or something?
It was apparently well received at CinemaCon.
Starring Amy Poehler, Lewis Black, and John Ratzenballsack.
We were John Ratzenballsack.
Ratzenballsack.
Yeah, I know that.
Was he in Monsters University?
Yeah.
Yes.
So he's still been in every Pixar movie.
Yeah. Yep. He's the good luck charm, which I think that luck wore out a while ago.
Burn.
Yeah,
John Ratzenberger is probably the most bankable actor in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, because he was in fucking Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back and shit, yeah. He's not bankable at all. He's just been in a lot of movies. It's like saying Samuel L. Jackson is like
I was actually just about to make that joke.
Yeah.
Soul Man, total gross $8 million.
Yeah, Natalie Portman, yeah.
But anyway, there's actually hype coming out of this out of CinemaCon, which they also previewed Monsters University, and they actually previewed Brave, and neither of those got nearly the reception that this did.
Yeah, this one, people were crying, and yeah, people were talking the shit out of this one.
Losing their shit over this.
You know what? It could be good, but honestly, I don't think I'll go see it that weekend.
I think we've reviewed 3 trailers for this movie so far on the show.
It is the most...
They're so bad. Many,
yeah, well, man. And they're so different.
Yeah, and you just have to marvel at how terrible the trailers are.
They're just bad. I don't know. It's not looking good.
I mean, it was worth it for that. This looks like Herman's Head. Mary says.
Yeah, it was pretty great. She was like, that movie reminds me of Herman's Head. Oh, that's the greatest. Yep. But it's Pixar, so I'm just going to say baseline 200.
250.
225.
Michael's Heart of Heart says 480.
I'm going to say, what do we got? 250, 225, 200?
Yep. 275.
Knock it out of the park, Michael. Come on, you know you want to.
No, I'm gonna just stick with the base run. I'm gonna go with
Liam, do you need money that badly that you're in
210?
210.
What now?
Does Liam Neeson need money that badly that he's in Ted 2?
Yeah, he does.
Maybe he just likes Seth MacFarlane for some crazy reason.
Well, maybe not after the reviews for A Million Ways to Die in the West, you know, like his contract was probably signed by that time.
So but, yeah.
You know, I watched that movie.
What, Ted?
No.
What, A Million Ways to Die in the West?
Mm-hmm.
How bad was it?
Pretty bad.
That's what I hear.
I bet.
It's on HBO Go, so I've been meaning to watch it, because I hear it's abhorrent.
Yeah, we should watch that soon.
Oh, is it that bad, Michael?
I turned it off.
Wow.
Well, now we have to watch it.
It was when Carrie was off doing that. I was like, okay, well, I've got to kill some time.
No, I have to kill my soul, so I'm going to turn it
I was like... I don't think she'd ever be interested in watching this, so I popped it on, and like literally 30 minutes in, I couldn't watch any more of it.
Wow.
I couldn't do it.
Yeah, well, we get Ted 2.
Yeah, here comes Ted 2, which
starring Mark Wahlberg,
oh, goody,
Amanda Seyfried, Richard Schiff, Morgan Freeman.
Why? Richard Schiff,
Dennis
no!
Haysbert. Michael
Dude,
Dorn.
John Slattery, Michael Dorn, no. Liam Neeson, no. Everybody, no.
Patrick
Why are you in this?
Again. Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yep.
How much did that first movie make? Like, something like fucking $300 million?
I think it was $250.
God, I hate the world.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. It's... Fuck. Come on, guys.
This is going to make $300
million. 300?
Like, it's a thin joke, but it's a thin joke that people find hilarious.
I'm going to say 90.
Oh, right. Michael.
That'd be so great.
Because I say I'm going to say
250
that the magic's not there the second time.
I think it's dropping off, but I still think it'll draw a decent crowd.
I'll say 200 again. Big franchise. Universal's on a streak this year.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I don't give a fuck about this movie, so I watched that first movie and I'm done with it.
Ted made enough money. Ted made more money than A Million Ways to Die in the West lost, so he's still coming out on top. So think about that.
I did.
And you feel happy. Just remember. This is the price the human race paid.
All right, so Max.
Max, which we know what this is now, because Jose was going to put Mad Max in front of our print of Avengers, and he put this instead.
That's hilarious, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Guys, this movie's gonna make some money.
Yeah, I think so too.
I don't know anything about it. Somebody give me a.
I think it's gonna make like $70 million.
Movie about a bomb sniffing dog in the army whose handler dies, and they bring him back home, and his younger brother adopts the dog,
and the dog hates him at first, and then they love each other,
and they
this is middle America.
They find out what it means to love,
and then they solve a crime together,
and then they bust apparently like
drug dealers,
evil army drug dealer people or something.
Yeah. $65 million.
85. I might be wrong on that. I mean, whatever. It looks like a movie. It's coming out in a weird time. It's coming out right before July 4th.
I'm going to say 50.
But July 4th is anyone's game this year. Holy shit. What the fuck?
So, what's that guy? Boaz Yakin? Is that his?
Yep.
Okay. This guy's fucking filmography is pretty great because he directed, Remember the Titans, and he wrote The Rookie, but that's the Clint Eastwood one. He also wrote The Punisher with Dolph Lundgren. And he directed a Holocaust drama called Death and Love.
So wait, are we on his upswing or his downswing?
Probably his upswing.
From Dusk Till Dawn to Texas Blood Money.
And he wrote Dirty Dancing, Havana Nights.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
He directed Safe, the Jason Statham movie that made $40 million.
Yeah. Yeah.
And had posters every Jason all over Statham Paris when I was there.
He wrote Now You See Me and Prince of He wrote and directed Max. Well, this is a an art horror film. He has a producer credit on Hostel Part 2. I assume that's just because he wrote part of it.
Apparently Assassin's Creed's finally happening.
He directed Uptown Girls. Yeah,
Gilpin told me that apparently Magneto is directing it.
Yeah, Fassbender's directing and starring.
What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
I heard that.
What the fuck?
Is Assassin's Creed?
Yeah, like Michael Fassbender is directing Assassin's Creed.
That's I have to watch this. This is a fucking A plus. Yeah, I have to watch this now.
It's wackier that he's directing it. I mean,
that's
shit.
Great.
What the fuck?
Of course, I don't know if he's going to be Desmond. I assume he's going to be Desmond.
He's Desmond. He's credited on IMDb. He is not credited as the director. The director is Justin Kurzel.
I almost thought you were going to say Justin Marks, and I was like, he's real?
Oh, yeah. He should make something. All right. Well, I guess we're in July.
Well, he's not making Supermax. Maybe they should have just adopted that script.
They did. It was Arrow. I don't know. I just made that up. They should. I mean, that actually sounds like a pretty neat idea. I thought the... It's
better than the fucking Suicide Squad.
Well,
yeah, that's a low bar.
Well, we're in a different... Whatever. Okay, so July. Magic Mike XXL.
The cast for Magic Mike XXL looks bizarre.
Yeah. Well, that's most of the guys from the first one. And Gabriel Iglesias is back.
Donald Glover.
Where's Alex Pettyfer? He was like the other main character in the movie.
Michael Strahan. Didn't he go to jail or something?
Andy McDowell.
Gabriel
Andy
Iglesias.
McDowell is in Magic Mike XXL. What, she going to play his mom?
Don't
what
let out.
Is Olivia Munn in it?
No.
The second one? No.
Jada Pinkett Smith. Oh my god.
Yeah, I know. What the hell?
Richard's favorite is Amber Heard, and Michael's favorite is Elizabeth Banks.
Are you getting that my favorite is Amber Heard?
That was a joke.
Oh. But Michael does like Elizabeth Banks.
Oh, I thought you hated her for some reason.
Not
why would he like
least.
Pitch Perfect?
I think Elizabeth Banks is hilarious.
Good question.
Anyway, how much did the last one make?
$150 million or something, maybe.
It was a lot of money.
Yeah.
It was a lot for what it was.
It was the female equivalent of fucking Lord of the Rings.
I'm going to say $180 for this one.
$125. The magic's gone.
Oh, so he's still doing the cinematography.
It's amazing. He edited it. Like, he's still just directing the movie. That's just all there is to it.
I'm telling you right now, I know that...
Who's Gregory Jacobs?
He doesn't have a Wikipedia entry, so it's just
hype,
his fucking pseudonym.
He's an alias.
Yeah, man.
The hype for this movie among certain women...
Soderbergh's directing this. I'll watch it. I like that first movie.
Massive.
I like the first one, too.
I didn't really care for it much.
I never watched it. Well, I've seen.
I thought it was all right.
I've seen one scene of it.
I don't know.
It's a pretty entertaining movie.
167, I guess, worldwide.
There you go.
I can't imagine.
There's the scene where Matt Bomer is like banging his wife on a bed or something, and this Alex Pettyfer or someone walks in on them. He's like, "Hey, you want to come over and touch my wife's tits?" He's like, "Come on, they're great tits." Like, it's the weirdest thing.
So the first one made 113 domestic. It seems.
I think this will do 180. Sure.
180. Okay.
I said 125.
Didn't I say 180?
Or wait, did it do domestically 167?
113 domestic.
Oh, 140.
I'm still saying 180.
Actually, I'll do 137. No, wait. I'm just kidding.
137. I'm going to say 90.
right, the other big movie that weekend, Terminator Genesis.
Ooh, guys.
20 minutes.
Oh, man.
Have you guys seen the new poster for this?
Yeah.
Oh, it's quite hilarious in how just, like, shitty 80s VHS box art it is. Like, it's pretty funny.
Is it like a David Hasselhoff music video?
You bring it up, Jace. Like,
is it like the new trailer where it ruins the whole movie for you?
Dude, the poster does too, actually, yes. Blow it up.
It doesn't blow up, probably. Yeah, it's the same picture.
Good lord.
Yep, there's John Connor right in the middle in a pillar of fire.
I'm going to say great. 65 million.
Same guy that directed this directed the Dark Thor of the Dark World.
Alan Taylor directed a bunch of episodes of Game of Thrones as well. I'm sure we'll get some hilarious interviews out of this because his interviews coming out of Thor 2 were quite funny.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, God, I hope no one blames me for that Guardians of the Galaxy scene.
Man, he's done more than Game of Thrones. He did Mad Men, Lost, Deadwood, West Wing, Sopranos, Sex and the City.
He's an accomplished television director. This will
now
make
he's in the big leagues.
Well, Matt Smith's in this, so this is automatically going to make, what, $300 million?
Oh, I just realized he's not even on the poster, but Jai Courtney is.
Oh!
They haven't released what his character is at all.
Oh, he's John Connor. Are you kidding me?
Again? He's another one?
No, he's the real one.
Oh,
okay. Like, come on. Are any of you guys going to watch this?
I'll watch it.
I'm not planning on watching it anytime soon.
I mean, I haven't watched any post-Terminator 2 Terminator
this,
movie.
I'm going to watch it, yep. Just because I feel like I have to.
You've seen the others.
Yeah, I've fucking sat through the others, so.
I mean, you know.
I think it's going to be.
That's the thing I've said for, like,
have
going on a decade.
Have you watched Sarah Connor Chronicles?
Huh?
Did you ever watch
it? Watched some of it.
Yeah, I watched some of it.
165.
That's almost exactly what I was going to say, Chris.
130.
I will just go ahead and say 150.
I mean, I don't think anyone's really excited about
90.
This. We're just going to watch it because whatever, it happens to be playing and it's July 4th.
Yeah, I think July 4th will play a little part into it and they know Terminator and Arnold's back. That's enough of a lust.
I mean, what if it's good?
God forbid.
Stranger things have happened.
I'm telling you, I think the July 4th weekend is where you'll see an uptick in that Max movie. People are going to be looking for that family-friendly movie to take their kids to.
All right.
It's true, and Minions doesn't open until a weekend later.
Nope. So, and they'll be tired of Inside Out by then.
All right, well, July 10th. Let's go. This is fucking...
Minions.
Minions.
How much did...
Tarsem has a new movie with Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah. Oh, shit, we better watch the trailer for this sometime. Oh, my God. This is going to be horrible.
What? Which one?
Had you not heard of Selfless?
No.
Oh, it's Tarsem. Who gives a fuck? Like, Trista loves Tarsem.
I haven't seen this trailer at all.
An extremely wealthy aristocrat. Yes, that's what it is, Jason. Aristocrat dying from cancer undergoes a radical medical procedure that transfers his consciousness into the body of a healthy young man. But all is not as it seems.
Dun, 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 dun.
When he starts to uncover the mystery of the body's origin, discovering the body was not the empty flesh he was promised and had a life and family before he was used for his own body. And the organization that will kill to protect us... Who wrote this? To make matters worse, he faces the threat of losing control of the body he now possesses and the body's original owner, the consciousness resurfacing, which will erase his mind in the process.
Guys, this movie was made in 2013.
Was it really?
It says principal photography began in October of 2013.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Oh, I can't wait.
Like, the premise doesn't sound like a Tarsem movie where everything is just like a really cheap, shitty music video special effect where people are wearing costumes made out of tissue paper.
Yeah, yeah. I mean the...
So I wonder what they did.
The cell is just a serial killer. They go inside his mind. That's the premise of the movie. The rest of it is all the bullshit.
Yeah, this shitty Nine Inch Nails ripoff looking stuff.
That won't get a wide release, though.
No, it won't.
No. We got to watch that trailer after we're done with this. All right.
So Minions.
Minions, which...
Yeah, everyone's favorite part of the...
$500 million.
I'm quoting you on that.
Are you serious?
I don't know.
I was actually going to say $300.
Didn't Despicable Me 2 do like $400 million?
It was $380 or something, I think.
$350.
$350, yeah.
I mean, I don't know. People fucking
No, that,
love
that's
those
my
things.
Wager is $350.
Oh.
They really do. Like,
well, Richard already said $500.
Okay.
Whatever. I'll commit to it.
Nah,
$425.
Jesus, Michael.
No. People fucking love
yeah,
the
they
Minions.
Love those. Like, I mean,
well, yeah, I'm saying $300.
They might be the reason that Universal Studios theme park hasn't gone out of business until they got Harry Potter.
When I went to, like, one time
and
at
not
Walmart.
Not just kids, but, like, moms love the Minions.
Yeah.
Like,
I was looking for bullshit toys or whatever at Walmart, and Mary was there, and there was a fart blaster from the Minions.
Yeah, you
and
love that fart blaster.
I've never heard a human being laugh harder in my life at something than she was at the fart blaster. I thought it was humorous. But, I mean, she didn't stop laughing for hours. I mean, I'm not even. She just kept laughing. I've never seen
did
it.
Did you ever play the dog guitar for
oh,
her?
Oh, yeah.
Or the
oh,
dog
yeah.
keyboard?
Yeah, yeah. Did not.
The cat keyboard and the dog guitar?
Yeah, yeah. She played the cat, and I played the dog.
Did you guys go up on stage as like a folk music duo at the Green Lantern?
No, we should. Though. That's a good idea.
That's a joke to one time when they played a concert, and there was like a band of like hipster kids.
They played
and
a bunch like of a, stupid a bullshit
plastic
instruments.
Plastic piano and a plastic guitar. Because, you know, it's funny.
We're ironic. And we're laughing. And smiling.
Watch New Girl right, every weekend, every Tuesday
oh,
night
I love
on
New
Fox
Girl.
At
it's so 8:30 funny.
p.m.
So is The Gallows, is that a movie? Some horror movie. It's probably going to be wide release.
American found footage horror film.
So, all right, $60 million.
$33 million.
Which one? I'm sorry.
The Gallows. I'm not going to read anything about it. I'm just guessing based on that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, people do whatever. I mean, I don't know. Like, it's weird that so many horror movies are coming out in the summer, but I guess it's because Conjuring proved that if a horror movie is popular,
oh,
it'll make money
the
whenever.
The Purge. Remember?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yay. But that second Purge didn't do as much.
Oh,
yay.
God, that movie.
Yeah.
Yay. Anyone want to take a guess on The Gallows?
I said 33.
30, yeah.
15.
28.
All right. We know nothing about it.
How much did the Chernobyl Diaries make?
Oh, Jesus. I don't even remember if it was widely released.
It was.
20 years after a horrific accident during a small-town school play, oh, God, students at the school resurrect the failed show in a misguided attempt to honor the anniversary of the tragedy, but soon discover that some things are better left alone.
Dun, 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 dun.
This was shot in 2012. I'm just joking.
Oh, my God.
I'm just kidding. That would be best. That would be the best. Cassidy Gifford.
Is that Kathy Lee's daughter?
No. Yes. Yes, it is.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. I thought Cody was her
oh
brother's
gosh.
Name, I remember.
Oh, my God. What's I got to look up and see what this girl looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, me too. Hold on. Cassidy Gifford.
I remember being a little kid and always watching Regis and Kathy Lee in the summer, wow. and all she talked about was those damn kids.
Yes, me too.
Jesus Christ.
Wow, she likes the sun.
No, she doesn't. She likes spray tans.
Whew.
Jason, that's a chemical orange. That's not.
Yeah, but the other pictures where she's not like that.
There's a girl
know.
At work who got a fake tan, and Gilpin called her Orange Face the other day.
What a dumb name.
She's got to be in one or two movies. She'll be in a couple of TV shows. Then she'll get her own talk show.
Yeah.
Does Regis have a son named Regis Jr.? Because then it could be the Regis and Cassidy show.
Oh my God, Michael.
Boo, you're fired.
Well, we had a fun time with Michael on this show, and we're accepting his resignation as of today.
We had a good run, guys.
All right. So anyway, what's next weekend?
Oh, sorry, I'm still... Okay.
Yeah, let's go back to
oh,
the
she's
thing.
In God's Not Dead. That's funny.
Yeah, funny.
Ant-Man.
Of course, Ant-Man. Get hyped, y'all.
Yeah, what's this about?
It's about a dude who wants to change the name of his superhero outfit.
He actually, they learn...
Eric Larson had a real problem with that earlier.
They,
on Twitter.
That doesn't
they're developing
me.
Teleportation technology, and whenever he gets into the teleporter, an ant crawls in.
And things go horribly wrong.
Like...
All right, Michael, you're back on the show.
But Eric Larson was like, what is so horrible about that name in comparison to like Batman or Superman or Spider-Man? His name's not Chicken Fart. So why is it so... why is it so...
That's the example Eric Larson used, chicken farts.
Chicken fart.
I mean,
he's like, he's not that embarrassing.
It's a chicken fart. It's just, I don't have a chicken fart. That's great.
Oh, God.
I still think, after watching that trailer again, now I do love the Thomas the Tank Engine stuff, but I still think, man, whenever he shrinks, they shoot the gun, and he runs across it and then punches that dude and looks like he breaks his fucking neck.
Yeah, I know. That looks awesome.
I'm like, man, they got how Ant-Man works.
I'm very hyped for this movie.
I really am, too.
I'm really excited about it.
The Ant-Man suit looks awesome.
Evangeline Lilly's in it.
I approve. Yeah.
I do. I like. It seems like it's going to have humor in it, but it doesn't seem like it's just going to be a goofy, funny movie.
Doesn't seem like it's going to be Ultron and Age of Ultron.
Right.
Where he's a DreamWorks animated but sidekick.
I do love I love that thing where, you know, Paul
Rudd.
Well,
you see, Tony, robots are like onions. They have layers.
I do love that part in the trailer where he's like.
The DreamWorks poster.
I love that part in the trailer where he's like, oh, thank you for the second chance. I'll never break in anywhere and steal anything ever again.
Yeah.
What do you need me to do? Actually, I need you to break in somewhere and steal some stuff. Figures.
And guys, Michael Douglas is in a Marvel movie.
Yeah, I mean,
I know, isn't that crazy?
And Michael Douglas is Hank Pym.
It's great.
And I mean,
Tommy Lee Jones is in a Marvel movie. What the fuck?
So hold on. Listen to this. If you would have told me 10 years ago,
yeah, oh shit, that's right. He's that. Yeah, okay. I forgot about that.
Tommy Lee Jones, Sir Ben Kingsley. Michael Douglas and Robert Redford would all be in comic book movies, I would have smacked you in the mouth.
And also, that Kenneth Branagh would be directing one.
Like,
I hope they bring him back for Ragnarok.
I'm almost convinced that's going to be the Adam McKay movie. You
guys left out fucking Terrence Howard.
Oh, yeah.
Poor Terrence Howard. Just ask for
I forgot.
Well, you don't like the scene where they have the stripper pole on the airplane in the first Iron Man?
I do.
All right.
But yeah, apparently Adam McKay is going to get to pick a Phase 3 movie. And the ones that don't have directors or whatever, that's the one I think he's going to take.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't be surprised if he's a big Thor fan, because it seems like a lot of people secretly are.
Because Thor's awesome.
Well, yeah.
And you think Adam McKay will write it or direct it?
I mean, might do both. Why not?
Yeah.
I don't care.
You know my favorite part of that stripper scene in Iron Man is when they play this song.
My Oscar-winning performers, 3-6 Mafia.
You know it's hard out here for a man. When he's trying to get
Michael,
subscribe to me for a free download link to this song.
All right. What is Michael's gross?
You know what's hard out here for a when you're trying to get this money for the rent.
I shouldn't have mentioned Terrence Howard. Doing this again.
No, I'm still going. Jason.
Yes.
I've still never seen that movie.
I haven't either.
Well, have. We should have a Planned Blanter screening of it.
That's a little blow.
That'll be a short episode.
What would that sound like?
Got a couple holes.
Glad you asked.
On the changes for me. But I gotta keep my game tight like Kobe on game. I like kicking from a hole. Don't know no better. I know that ain't right.
All right.
This is like a hell of a callback episode.
Yeah, sure is.
You work in famous somehow.
Yeah.
Sorry out here for a fame.
I'm gonna say 400.
Woo! Michael.
God, Michael.
Yeah, I'll say 280. And that's a little bit less than what Guardians made, right?
Yeah.
Didn't Guardians do
265.
Like 300?
Something. 265, Chris?
Yep.
I'm going to say 180.
Hmm.
I think it will be like Captain America and Thor.
Hmm. 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 You make a good point. I might change mine to 230.
You got it. Anyone else want to change? Michael?
Nope.
So that same weekend?
Trainwreck.
Trainwreck.
The Amy Schumer movie where John Cena looks like Mark Wahlberg ate Mark Wahlberg.
It's a great joke. The movie looks great. I'm very excited about it. It's one of my top five picks for the summer.
I'm thinking probably 67.
I think it'll make 100.
So more power to him. Boy, people are super high on her now, huh? That's kind of neat.
Yeah, well, I agree because
like
I've...
When her show came back, it was like I heard more
huge,
about the
yeah.
one show well, coming back than I heard like, about the entire previous time.
Yeah.
The only time I ever heard about it was Jason telling me about
you
it.
Know, yes. Did you know that
see the
her...
Milk lemonade
did you know
thing?
That her...
Yes. In the new video, girl, you don't need no makeup.
I haven't seen that.
It's a
great.
Fucking parody of the... What is, who's their names? You know, the
Megan
boy
Trainor?
Band. No, the boy band.
One Direction.
One Direction. You know, the... You're beautiful or whatever. You don't know you're
it's
beautiful.
It's hilarious.
Pretty great.
Did you know...
I'd never heard Turd Cutter until that music video.
Did
I'm
you know that...
No.
She was on Ellen recently.
Oh, yeah.
And... That was such a popular episode. The clips, whenever they went up on YouTube, caused every other Amy Schumer clip to jump up like 30,000 to 40,000 views.
Oh my God.
And because, like,
Becky, look at that girl's butt.
Ellen loves Amy Schumer and just lets her essentially
oh,
do
yeah.
stand up while she's sitting
Good.
There. And people were losing it.
The new
so,
one great scene from the new season was they're doing a parody of Friday Night Lights, and the
I
coach
saw that.
You saw that, and the coach shows up and says no raping.
Yeah, I like that. I didn't get the joke hilarious. With the wine glasses though.
Oh, you know, just girls in Texas drinking a lot of wine.
Do they?
It's goofy.
Is that a thing?
What's girls drinking wine in general?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Because if girls go on a girls' night type thing, they're going to drink wine.
Anyway, I think this is going to be a big hit. A lot of people have been excited, so I'm saying 120.
Oh, I was going to say 125.
Oh, all right. I think it's the Judd Apatow revitalization.
It looks.
I hope so.
Absolutely.
Second
hilarious.
Wind.
Like the Flash is in this as well.
Huh?
Ezra Miller.
I didn't know that Daniel Radcliffe's in this movie.
I didn't either. He's not listed here on Wikipedia.
Yeah, he is.
Where? Oh, I have to click on the actual thing. Okay. There he is.
Say he's on that big list, you guys.
Jim Florentine.
Who's that?
No, I
Dave Attell.
No, Jim Florentine.
Who's Jim Florentine? Who's Jim Florentine?
Dave Attell's in the trailer.
He was a
he
he's
is?
A comedian.
He's the homeless
yeah,
guy.
Yeah,
he's the
homeless
the
guy.
Well, that
get
makes
out of
sense.
Church early.
I love Dave Attell. I have loved Dave Attell.
Have we ever showed
since.
You that thing about Dave Attell that's related to Richard?
No.
I'm sure we've talked about it on the show. We had to have, right?
Where my
I don't
brother
remember
was
this
on
at all.
There.
His brother was on Insomniac.
Insomniac.
Really?
Yeah, they go to a LAN party. My brother's in that episode, and he used to wear the hat that he has in that episode all the time.
Would you like to hear a clip from it?
Where I live, but this is how it is. It might be new to you, but it's...
Okay.
It's pretty funny.
Yeah, well, I'll find it here after the show and
yeah,
send it to you, Chris.
Okay.
It's pretty great.
I love that show.
Yeah, it was about a LAN party.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised
what city
you haven't
was
seen
it
that one.
Virginia?
Yeah, Virginia, I think, maybe.
And your brother just happened to be there?
He was at the LAN party, yeah.
He's on the show.
He went on a road trip. I remember that weekend.
I just kind of stay up all night. And
yeah, I played a whole shit ton of Jedi Knight 2 while he was gone on his computer.
Shh. Oh, that's right. Brie Larson's in this, huh?
All right, Paper Towns.
The new John Green adaptation.
Yep. I got to look at the giant fucking bus shelter for this every day. Or not bus shelter, banner.
We're not doing Smosh the movie.
Even though Alex Winter
directed Winter.
It, I don't think we're going to...
I think that's just YouTube the movie, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's starring Michael Ian Black, Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Anyway.
Directed by Alex Winter, Bill S. Preston Esquire himself.
I am aware. of the role that he played.
Yep.
Yeah, I know this Jenna Marbles person. That's like the only one.
I don't know her.
Let me see who else. I know Jenna Marbles.
I know. Now he's interested.
She's a pretty funny movie or pretty funny video where she's like, how to mildly irritate your dog.
Harley Morenstein, he's...
It's all YouTube people.
Harley Morenstein's the food guy, the shit.
Crazy Joe DiVola?
Sure.
It's Seinfeld. He was a producer on Seinfeld, but they named a character after him. They called him Crazy Joe DiVola. Our Awesomeness TV founder.
Oh, Awesomeness TV. It's Awesomeness TV, the movie. I didn't know DreamWorks Animation helped do that. Wow, they really are in fucking financial dive, aren't they?
Why can't Alex Winter just direct fucking Bill and Ted 3?
I thought they were going to do that.
Well, I don't see it getting made. I see Schmosh the movie getting made.
That's what I see.
Man.
What I see ain't looking good.
Hey, so those YouTube people are making money hand over fist right now.
Yeah, I know.
So Paper Towns, tell me about Paper Towns, everyone.
John a lot of my Green kids read it.
Movie. Yeah, it's, I mean, John Green.
It is the less popular John Green book.
Starring the girl that gets my hopes up for a different star in a movie every time.
Tara, oh, yes. Yeah. Because we think he's Caroline DeVernis and it's Cara Delevingne.
Yeah, every time it fools me.
Yeah, no, the girl, like, the actual girl in this movie is like a fucking lizard person. Like, I'm not kidding, man. She's like a supermodel, but, like, I got to look at her every
Elizabeth
day.
Babies.
Like, you know, I can see her eating, like, live
you got
young.
Something under your
she has a very odd Wikipedia page.
Paper Towns is probably his second most popular book after,
Cancer Book.
Yeah, Cancer Book.
More popular than An Abundance of Catherines or Looking in Alaska?
I was getting ready to say,
looking for Alaska is the next one.
They're all popular. They're all popular.
They're all popular now? All right. So this one's just a...
I don't know. They're not tricking me this time. That Fault in Our Stars didn't really make anywhere near the amount of money I thought it would.
Yeah, exactly.
They all came like the first day, and then that was
fucking
it.
Fucking A, man. So I'm saying...
How much money did it make?
40.
I think it made like 63.
Yeah, I'm going to say 60.
Like, we had 6 screens of that. It was ridiculous.
$65 million.
How much did Fault in Our Stars make?
I don't know how to get to it from here.
Hang on, I'll find out.
Oh, here it is. Oh, man, that's worldwide.
Make $300 million worldwide? Wow, China was way into
it. It did 124.8 domestic.
Eh, whatever. I'll say 100.
Okay.
I will revise mine to 115.
I'm going to say 85.
All right, I'm sticking with 40.
Okay.
Fuck it all. I don't care. My favorite John Green book is...
For years, it's blood, sweat, and tears when it come down to this shit. Well, now hold on, guys, hold on. Oh. This comes out the same weekend as Pixels.
That's right.
So Pixels, 100 million, whatever.
How much did Grown Ups and Grown Ups 2 make again?
Grown Ups made a fair amount of money. Grown Ups 2 did not.
It was 160 and 130.
I'm gonna say 80 for Pixels.
110.
I mean, this could really take off and be a big hit, but I don't know.
Like, I'm going to say 122. Anyone want to see it? I want to see it.
I'll see it when it hits Netflix or something. I don't know if I want to go to theater to watch it.
Yeah,
I
it's something that if theater. I'm, like, bored and I'm waiting for, like, you know, to meet people for dinner or something, and I'm like, well, I have 3 hours to kill, and I'm caught up on toys, so I don't need to go look anywhere, you know?
I thought for a minute
you'll never caught up on toys.
It's true.
Don't fool yourself.
I'm relatively caught up right now. I just need Combiner
Wars. Well, this is
Wars
when
wave
yeah,
two.
This is when Wave 2 comes out. It's going to be fucking July.
Dude, Wave
man.
3 will be out by this point.
Not here.
Yeah, well, true.
Wait, of what?
Generations Combiner War Transformers. Yeah, they're fucking fine.
Which I'm getting. God damn it. I've been buying them.
I like them. They're cool looking.
I've been buying them. So, all right. Well, how about Southpaw?
You know what? This trailer looked interesting.
I didn't know Kurt Sutter wrote this, The Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I think Chris had said it was from the creator of Sons of Anarchy last time.
Hmm.
But if you don't say Kurt Sutter, sometimes I don't recognize.
What's it about?
It's the
boxer.
The boxer. Oh, the one-time boxer at the height of his fame with a fancy house and a loving family. And despite his career, his wife Maureen, oh, what a terrible name, leads, sorry, anyone named Maureen, pleads for him to quit so he can spend time with his daughter, Leela. That's even worse.
Well, this won't make any money because boxing has
His name is Billy Hope.
Boxing hasn't been relevant for 10 years, so this won't
make any
money.
That's probably
true. From the trainer Titus Tick Wills. That's a pretty great name. The Tick.
So he's got to survive this boxing match to get his daughter back? So it's like Homeless Dad, the movie?
No, it's because after his wife...
This is what made kids back.
Well, he accidentally kills another boxer when he...
No, it's not that. His wife dies.
Yeah, I know. Does he kill another boxer?
Because of a shooting?
Yeah, his wife dies in a shooting, but I thought he like punched out the guy.
Well, and then his son... gets hit by a truck, and there's this radioactive stuff that gets into his eyes. And then he doesn't want to throw his last fight.
Yeah, you know. I guess this is
the trailer looks.
Release.
Trailer looks all right. It's directed by Antoine Fuqua.
Sure,
so. 65.
70.
Boxing is irrelevant. Michael.
I didn't say boxing movies were irrelevant.
I'll go 50.
Cinderella Man would say otherwise.
So George Lopez just tweeted something.
I will say
you follow
59.
George Lopez?
Somebody retweeted it.
Oh.
Is his daughter from the show?
George Lopez tweeted, "We did it, guys."
Yeah. Constantine got renewed. I'm going to say that whenever anyone makes a joke now.
He said, "We did it, guys," and then copied Cedric the Entertainer, Real Deal Hughley, Eddie Griffin, Charlie Murphy, and Mike Epps. Richard Pryor's statue in Peoria got unveiled.
Okay.
Was that a joke, or is he from Peoria, or what?
I just think it's kind of interesting. I mean, George Lopez telling a bunch of black guys, "We did it."
Yeah.
But that's just me. I could be missing a social commentary.
They got a statue built. Yeah.
Doesn't he also steal people's jokes?
No, that's Carlos Mencia.
That's Carlos Mencia.
Like, they have that on record. I mean, you know, whatever.
Yeah, well, that's it. That's a boxing movie.
All right, so Vacation, which I didn't even think was a real movie, but it's apparently almost finished.
Vacation. What do you guys think?
Gosh, I really hope this movie's good.
Starring Christina Applegate.
And Ed Helms.
Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
And Meet the Applegates.
And
right?
Ed Helms.
And Meet the Applegates.
And Ed Helms is Rusty?
Yep.
Yes.
Like the seventh person
Wait,
to play him.
She's not in Meet the Applegates. Her just name is Applegate.
Who's the daughter in Meet the Applegates then?
Camille Cooper?
I like the reception for Meet the Applegates. It's just the film was met with mixed reception.
Well, it was right.
And aired every day on HBO for 15 years.
Lastly, the dollar Sally becomes a pregnant lesbian after being raped by a jock from the high school. Yep, that was the movie. That was the movie. Box
Isn't
office.
She also a mantis person?
Yeah, they're all mantis people.
Or are they fly people?
She gives birth to a mantis person.
Right.
In a little egg. But then the guy that raped her or whatever from school stepped on it and exploded, so they all killed him.
What the hell are you talking about?
Meet the Applegates! It's a movie I watched!
Oh my god. I apparently forgot how fucked up this movie
is. It's a fucking crazy movie!
What's it rated?
I think it's R.
I hope so, because oh my god.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's R. I mean, it becomes a junkie.
Have you never seen Meet the Applegates, Chris?
No.
Well, it used to run on HBO like every day.
Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Amazing. You gotta watch it. Look at this. Look at this cover of the VHS. That's all they could find. RCA Columbia. When that was a thing. Yeah, in Oshkosh. Right. Okay.
I don't remember them having a dog. All
right. So how much money
is
this movie gonna
directed by Michael Lemmon? Wow.
Which movie now? I'm sorry.
Vacation.
Vacation. I don't know. $36 million. Who cares?
Yeah, I don't care about this remake. I mean, well, it's not even a remake. It's a sequel. Fucking sequel.
$40 million.
$50 million.
What'd you say, Michael?
40.
I'm gonna say.
Mission Impossible: Rogue Balsack.
I'll just say 30. Yeah. I'm gonna say $30 million. No one cares.
Yeah, I mean, you know, whatever.
All right, Mission Impossible: Rogue Balsack. According to Michael, it does get old.
Ball sacks?
Yeah.
Never.
Michael doesn't like repeated jokes.
All right, so Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. Pretty self-explanatory, this one.
Here we go. Ghost Protocol, 209. Oh, my God. That's a lot of money.
I'm going to say $200
million. 190.
230.
Okay. Jason, I cannot wait to go see this movie with you.
Well, all right. I can't either. What did everyone say again? I forgot.
200.
230.
180.
230. I'm going to say 170. Going low on this one. I think that people will be turned off by that HBO documentary.
Yeah, you know.
But I mean, I don't know. The trailer looks cool. So, I don't know.
Fantastic Four.
Yeah. But not The Gift.
That's not wide, is it?
Yeah, the weird-looking Joel Edgerton movie.
Yeah, it looks crazy.
Yeah,
I watched the trailer. It's nuts.
Yeah, I'll watch it.
It's, yeah, I'm excited
to see
it.
They've sent us a ton of posters for it, but yeah, I don't think it's going to go wide.
Yeah, that's why you know it's not wide. There's Boruto, Naruto the movie. Boruto.
Is this Dark Places getting a wide one?
Probably not.
From A24 Films?
It's by a Gillian, Gillian Flynn. The person who wrote Gone Girl.
I don't know. It looks wide to me.
I haven't heard anything about this movie. See, it says August 7th on the Wikipedia page.
Distributed by A24 Films.
Yeah, August 7th.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, maybe that's the...
It's got a good cast. I don't know.
I don't either.
I'll just go out on a limb and say $35 million.
Sure. 36.
Son of a bitch.
37.
Do it, Jason.
All right. 34.
All right.
None of us are going to.
Yeah. All right, so Fantastic
Four. One of us
will
get that exactly right.
See, I'm renaming this movie Ballsack Places.
Dirt Ballsack.
All right, Fantastic Four, guys.
Woo! Big movie.
So,
this
have
summer.
You heard two things about big news about this movie? One involves Josh Trank and him dropping out of the Star Wars movie.
Yeah,
I think we all breathed a little easier.
One of my other two wishes is the joke I made with David.
And the reshoots are being done by who on this?
Matthew Vaughn.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he wasn't doing the reshoots.
Yeah. Are they still doing the reshoots?
Matthew Vaughn? Now it actually could be somewhat good.
No.
Holy shit, guys.
Who wrote some of Ultimate Fantastic Four? Mark Miller. What is Matthew Vaughn amazingly good at? Adapting Mark Miller properties.
Yeah, but those did not involve Simon Kinberg. And this does.
It's true. I mean, I don't know. Like, it just looks like shitty Interstellar to me.
It does look like Interstellar.
Like, even the trailer is staged exactly like Interstellar. That very first teaser trailer.
I've never seen Interstellar. No, no.
Like, a movie. Like.
What?
Michael.
I'm not seeing Interstellar.
You're missing out.
I did see Matthew McConaughey reacting to the Star Wars trailer.
See, it all ties together. But
see, have you heard that they're changing Mr. Fantastic's powers a little bit?
Oh, you mean where he needs like a spring suit so his bones don't break?
No, that apparently it's that he can change the gravity field around him, and that's what makes his arms go.
They really just fucking overthought everything,
didn't
they?
Oh my god.
Like, I don't need to know the specific way that, like, the Invisible Woman bends light in order to be invisible.
Yeah.
Like, it's important
I can just accept that.
When four people teleport to an alternate universe, which alters their physical form and grants them new abilities, they must learn to harness their abilities and work together as a team to save the Earth from a familiar enemy.
Who's playing Doctor Doom?
Toby Kebbell?
Who's that?
Oh, I know this guy.
He's in Warhorse. And Match Point. Boy, that was a shitty movie. Holy shit. He's Koba.
He's also filming Ben-Hur right now.
Is he Ben-Hur?
No.
Is he Spartacus?
I'm playing Ben-Hur.
Ben-Hur is Jack Huston.
Oh, that's right, that's right, that's right. Yeah.
That's why he wasn't Doctor Strange.
Yeah, directed by Timur Bekmambetov.
Oh, shit, really? So that's where he went.
Whoops. Following in the footsteps of his...
people like wanted.
Of his mentor. All right, so Fantastic Four looks like it's dumb, but people will shit on you if you say it does, because you can't judge anything from a trailer. So I'm going to guess this movie, everyone. I guess this movie makes $80 million. Fuck it.
90.
103.
125. I don't know. Fuck, I might have to revise it. 80 does sound low.
Yeah.
I'll go 110. Yeah, okay. No, I'm going to go with 80. Yeah. I don't need to hear that shit from you, Richard.
This feels like an endless song.
All right.
All right, so Ricky and the Flash, the movie I doubly don't want to watch because Jonathan Demme directed it and Diablo Cody wrote it.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about this
I really
movie.
Don't care about.
$17 million.
An aging woman, Ricky, chased her dreams of being a famous rock star by abandoning her family. She gets a last chance to put things right when her ex-husband, Pete, asks her to visit Chicago to help their estranged, divorced daughter, Julie, through a difficult time.
$15 million.
$20 million. Just because TriStar Pictures is still a thing.
What'd you say, Michael?
15.
15. I'm going to say 40.
32.
32. Let me change it.
Mm-hmm.
30. Okay. All right.
No, I want to change.
Wait, wait. 36.
36.
I'm kidding. It's 32.
32.
115. No, I'm not changing.
It's too late. I've logged it.
Michael, you really haven't had a bonkers.
Starring Rick Springfield.
A total bonkers one this year.
Oh, awesome. I love Rick Springfield.
You know, Michael?
Yeah, well.
There's still time.
Yeah.
Hitman Agent 47 still coming.
Actually, that doesn't look that bad.
I'm actually
a Terminator movie.
I'm quite excited for Hitman.
All right. What's next?
Masterminds.
Masterminds.
Masterminds isn't going to get a wide release. Jared Hess movie.
Okay, moving on.
Like, that guy's career is a joke.
Yeah, it is.
No,
it's got a big cast.
Dude, this
yeah,
is going to
you know.
This is going to get a wide
release. Lauren Michaels production.
It's a wide release, man.
So what's this about?
You just need to watch the trailer. It's got Galifianakis, Owen Wilson, Kristen Wiig, Sudeikis.
He didn't direct it.
I don't either.
$45 million.
$18 million.
But I think Danny McBride was really supposed to be in it.
And then he realized it would 50. Be too much, like 30 minutes or less, which is really bad.
Yeah. What did everyone say again? I'm sorry.
15.
I thought you were supposed to be paying attention.
I have to write this shit down, Michael.
45.
He's got a lot going on, okay?
Yeah.
He's busy.
What did Chris say?
50.
50. I'll say 30.
What's Straight Outta Compton?
F. Gary Gray.
Yeah. Man,
he's
this,
back.
It's about...
I'm pretty sure it's just a documentary about...
No, it's not a documentary.
It's like a... Oh, wow, it is about NWA. Well, this is going to be... Okay, I can't wait to watch this now.
Have you not seen the trailer?
No!
Obviously,
it actually has Ice Cube's son... No, yeah, Ice Cube's son is playing Ice Cube.
Oh, shit. All right, hold on.
Watch the trailer. It actually looks good.
Okay, I'm going to pause this. I like F. Gary Gray. I'm going to pause and I'll be back. We're back to recording. Go ahead. All right. Well, Straight Outta Compton, huh?
Looks like I think it looks movie. Really good.
I think it looks good. I'll watch it.
I don't know how much money it's going to make.
I'll say 42.
Yeah, I'd say 40 something.
40 something.
I'll say 50. 50?
65. 65. Okay. 42, 40-something, 65, and 50.
Oh, boy, here we go. Hit Fix Entertainment presents 12 times Avengers Age of Ultron revealed future Marvel movie plots.
So how about...
Clickbait.
About Man from U.N.C.L.E.
Does anybody care?
I do.
Guy Ritchie.
Really? Why?
I like it.
I don't care.
It looks all right to me.
I like Guy Ritchie.
I showed this trailer to my kids in class.
I don't know if I've liked the movie he's made.
They were not thrilled.
Yeah, they didn't like it.
Yeah, they just didn't seem very. They weren't positive or negative. It was a very much a meh reaction.
I mean, whatever. Starring, I'm sure it'll be fine.
Current Batman and almost Batman and current Superman. I should say.
Yep.
I don't have much to say about it, so I'll say 75.
80.
68. 110.
Ever the optimist. Hitman.
What is this, another Ryan Reynolds movie? What is Criminal?
Criminal. I don't know what this is.
It's got Kevin Costner, Tommy Lee Jones, Gary Oldman.
What is this movie, Richard? The memories and skills of a deceased CIA agent are implanted in an it's the same fucking movie!
And it even has Ryan Reynolds in it.
It's a goddamn same movie. What the fuck?
I guess there's a lot of movies where they have to give Ryan Reynolds someone else's brain to give him a personality.
Yeah. That's right. There's not even a trailer for this yet.
Who cares?
All right. Well, how about Agent... But we're on Hitman Agent 47. The movie I didn't know that actually existed. Starring...
Until we saw that trailer.
Starring Derek Jeter.
Is it really?
That's what it says.
Yeah, wow, it does. Right.
It's not listed anywhere else, though. Okay.
Whatever.
All right. I didn't know it was going to be a Hitman movie, and then it ended up being one. So I'm just going to say 30 million.
33.
27.
60.
Did you guys even know the Hitman was coming?
I think I saw it coming.
Yeah.
Sinister 2?
22 million.
Sequel to Sinister?
First Sinister, a Lionsgate film?
I don't know.
It's funny that both Sinister and Insidious are getting sequels this year.
Well, Insidious is a prequel sequel.
Oh, is it?
Because the beginning of the Insidious franchise.
How's it Chapter 3, then?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, it looks like it's a whatever movie. Anyone ever... A young mother and her twin sons move into a rural house that's marked for death. Okay, just like a shitty movie.
Yep.
I'm just going to say 50 million because I hate humanity.
45.
47.
Michael?
22.
All right. We're going to bother with this Criminal thing? Nah. We don't know what it is. So, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon 2, The Green Legend.
Negative 14 million.
I know Yuen Woo Ping's directing it. That's kind of neat.
I like that.
20 million.
Does Max Steel still star Taylor Lautner, or am I thinking of Stretch Armstrong?
I think you're thinking of Stretch Armstrong.
Stretch Armstrong?
It's written by Chris Yost.
Shit, really?
Yeah.
Fucking weird. Chris Yost
wrote Thor 2.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Max Steel
movie, which, man, the moment for that passed, because that new cartoon never took off.
Shit. What is it?
Yeah, it's based on a Mattel toy.
Yeah, it's just a Mattel thing. It's like
they're G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
Oh, who cares?
So I'm going to say with Crouching Tiger, starring Jason Scott Lee, I'll say
20.
Yeah, I'll say 10.
Yeah.
I'll revise mine and say 15.
23.
What is this regression movie?
Richard, you're expecting an awful lot of people to read during their movies.
I don't know. Drunken Master 2 made a fair amount when they put it out.
Oh my god, there's a new movie from the Facing the Giants guy and Fireproof.
What is it?
called War Room.
War Room.
Prayer is a powerful weapon. Okay, I'm going to read the plot. Everyone have fun. Tony, Michael, come on. Tony, Elizabeth, Jordan have it all. Great jobs, a beautiful daughter, and their dream house. But appearances can be deceiving. Tony and Elizabeth Jordan's world is actually crumbling under the strain of a failing marriage. While Tony basks in his professional success and flirts with temptation, Elizabeth resigns herself to increasing bitterness. Oh, God. But their lives take an unexpected turn when Elizabeth meets her newest client, Miss Clara, and is challenged to establish a war room and a battle plan of prayer for her family. As Elizabeth tries to fight for her family, Tony's hidden struggles come to light. Tony must decide if he will make amends to his family and prove Miss Clara's wisdom that victories don't come by accident. Doesn't sound as fun as the others, but those other movies were. Facing the Giants is one of the worst movies I've ever seen, but it's laughably bad, so it's fun to watch. If you've never seen it, you should at least watch the scene where the...
There's a lady in this movie named Karen Abercrombie, and that is her real name.
It's amazing. It's going to make a lot of money for you, Richard, an Amstar.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. All right. Alejandro Amenabar has a new movie?
Really?
That's what I was regression. Asking about. What is this regression? Because it's got a good... It's got Ethan Hawke and Emma Watson in it.
David Thewlis. Your bro.
My favorite.
It is your favorite.
That seems interesting.
It doesn't have a plot summary, so I have no idea what it's about. But I like Alejandro Amenabar. He hasn't made a movie in fucking forever, it seems like.
What was his last one?
God. I don't know.
2009.
Yeah. Agora. I never watched it. See, Inside is the last movie I remember.
Wait, this is the one we looked up about the fucking mathematicians.
That's right. That's right. This is the math. Oh, we got to watch this too. He makes interesting movies. I'll say that.
Yeah, but how much money is he going to make?
Oh, I don't know if this is even going to be a wide release. I can't.
Probably not.
No, we never even heard of this Agora movie, and it has Rachel Weisz in it.
Yeah.
People know who she is.
But I will watch it because I like him. I liked Thesis. Abre los Ojos was a great movie, and The Others was good, and I still haven't seen The Sea Inside, but that's his masterpiece, so we'll watch that sometime. Cool. I'm glad he's alive. I'm actually kind of excited for Regression. I hope it's good. Ethan Hawke is on an upswing, right?
It's got Emma Watson in it.
That's why Chris was excited. I mean, I'm right. Right, Chris?
What were you saying?
You're excited because Emma Watson's in it.
Sure.
Sure. Yeah. All right.
Well, I guess that's it, huh?
Right. Crashing Tiger closes this summer.
Yeah, whatever.
Yep.
I'm excited for Black Mass.
Yeah, I am too.
Really?
Oh, yeah, it looks good.
New Scott Cooper movie? Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
Did you watch that trailer?
Mm-mm.
Why do you not? Do you?
I don't know. It didn't seem like it would be.
Scott Cooper makes interesting movies.
Yeah, I mean, Out of the Furnace didn't turn out to be super great,
but it could have been.
Very end, but you could see where it could have been, and I mean, the acting in it is really good.
Yeah, it's great. The Visit. Don't forget The Visit. M. Night's new movie.
Horror comedy. Have you seen featuring Catherine Hahn?
You seen the trailer?
I have not. Mm. Yeah,
it looks cheap as shit.
Well, no one will give him money to make anything.
Well, I mean, it's supposed to be found footage.
Would you give him money to make it?
No. I wouldn't trust that guy to walk my dog. What?
I'm just thinking about it.
Everest looks crazy.
Hotel Transylvania 2, Richard's most anticipated film. Robert Smigel wrote it.
Yeah, man, he wrote part of the first one.
Whew. Man, but I didn't think he'd come back. Ugh.
And then Victor Frankenstein. Oh, London Has Fallen? Of course.
What the fuck?
You didn't know about that?
No, I'm sorry. Looking at the DJ Caruso movie.
Written by Wentworth Miller, The Disappearance Room.
Yeah.
I guess Stoker did really well.
I guess that Flash money's not pulling it in, huh?
Victor Frankenstein looks interesting. Crimson Peak, of course.
Yeah, Crimson Peak I'm looking forward to.
What about Steve Jobs with Danny Boyle directing?
The Intern, huh? Anne Hathaway, the founder of a fashion-based e-commerce company, agrees to a community outreach program where a senior, Ben Whitaker, will intern at the firm. Okay.
I've heard a lot.
Are they
going to
fuck
this.
Or something? Because that's creepy. She makes weird romantic comedies.
No, they're just going to connect because, you know, she's going to,
so
know,
so he's going to fuck
out
like
that he's not that bad.
Rene Russo's in it. That's his love interest.
There you go.
And then I guess hers is this Adam Devine. Oh, no. Well, maybe. I remember him. He's the guy from Pitch Perfect or whatever.
And he's apparently on Workaholics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Summer sucks. I say.
There you go. What are you guys' most anticipated movies
of the summer?
Yeah.
For me?
Yeah.
Mad Max.
I really want to see Mad Max.
Probably
Ant-Man. Mad Max and
yeah. Gosh, I really want to see Trainwreck.
Trainwreck. Mad Max. Ant-Man.
And see, that's the thing, is like, I know what Mission Impossible is going to be, so I'm still excited to see it, but I'm not like,
I guess Rogue Nation? I don't know, not really.
I mean, Rogue Nation, it's going to be good, but it's not like, ooh, I really got to see that.
I still need to see Jack Reacher.
Jack Reacher's a good movie.
Mission Impossible.
Yeah, I guess Straight Outta Compton and the fucking Beach Boys movie. I mean, that's all I can think of. I mean, is there anything else? Maybe Pitch Perfect.
Tomorrowland? No. Nobody? No takers?
I mean, I'd like to see Tomorrowland.
Yeah.
I'm not but hyped I'm not about it because I still don't know what kind of movie it's going to be.
Why? Is that for you? It's on your list?
No.
No. But Aloha. I think I'm all right on that.
I mean, Mad Max is my most anticipated.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty easy.
And then
and that's
probably
next week.
Yeah, I know. It's like, it's yeah over.
And then Ant-Man and Inside Out, if Inside Out is good.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love for it to be.
I'm hopeful for Inside Out. I'd really love it to be great.
I would too.
I mean, I want Jurassic World to be really good, but
I don't know. Well, that, I mean, I don't know. This summer's not great, so.
Dude, it's better than last year. Nothing could ever be worse than last year.
Last year was pretty bad.
Last year was
yeah, but
awful.
But at least there was some good stuff in the middle of it.
I mean, the summer before that wasn't great either, because like the first two movies that were the best that entire summer came out in the first 2 weeks. Which,
yeah. Ooh. But I ended up liking like Jersey Boys and shit last year, so.
Yeah.
No, it's a terribly shot movie. It looks like it was shot on
oh,
a
yeah, yeah.
Soundstage.
Blah, 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 blah.
I mean, you know, whatever.
Well, let me save our picks.
It's a product of its time.
Oh, yes.
It's an in-joke.
Summer 2015, Michael's failings. slash
Michael's last stand.
Okay, Michael's last stand or planned banter ball sacks. That is the name of the episode.
So sadly, we must leave you guys, but in the wait between episodes, there's always things for you guys to do, such as go to our website at www.planbanter.com, home of Plan Banter. You can find us on Twitter at Plan Banter, and you can email us at planbanter@gmail.com. We also have a Facebook page, facebook.com/planbanter. Go like us. And while you're liking us on there, why don't you go like Chris Kinzel Photography? And everyone be sure to check out the Twitter for Chris's photography, at Kinzel Photos. You know, if you want to listen to some music, you can find Jason's band, Clinch, at Clinch Band, and clinchmusic.com and reverbnation.com/clinch, and also facebook.com/clinch. You can also find our friends, Engineer Nerd, of tvandfilmtoys.com. You can find them on Twitter, at Engineer Nerd, and you can also listen to them on the Action Figure Blues podcast, which is found at actionfigureblues.com. You can follow them on Twitter, at AFBlues. Our friend Grey Matter Splat, at Grey Matter Splat. Our friend David, at FakeEyes22. Our friend Lemon Juice McGee, at Lemon Juice McGee. And our very special pal, Newton Gimmick, at Newton Gimmick, him of InfiniteHollywood.com, and a sometimes contributor to UnderscoopFire.com. Shazam!
it's hard for a pimp. But I'm praying and I'm hoping to God I don't slip here.
I don't know what that means, to play me out. What does that mean?